had to get a lot of things covered. You know, we installed 2-minute, had a number of different 2-minute situations today. We installed some different defenses on, you know, obviously on defense, and some different things on offense. So it just took a little bit longer to get all that done. You know, we'll go inside tomorrow, and we'll have a good practice inside, just taking it one day at a time.
How did they do on the 2-minute?
You know what? I think overall there was some good there. I thought the first drive, offense was able to move it. It was a field goal situation. We were able to get in field goal range and make the game-winning kick. I thought that was good. Defensively, at the end there, we stepped up, did some decent things. So I think both sides, you know, walked off the field today, some good, some bad, and just keep trying to get better every day. Just a day off. Yeah, day off for both those guys, just trying to monitor how many reps they get and just really try to do that with a number of different guys. You know, different guys will get days off here and there, and just trying to monitor.
How much progress has a guy like Whitney made in learning new defenses, understanding the other offense, from your time when you got here to now?
Yeah, Whitney is a self-made guy. You know, he's made a ton of progress. Very hard worker, very diligent. You see him in here early every morning watching tape, taking care of his body, doing different things to stretch out. He's in the weight room. He's in the cold tub after practice. You know, he does a lot of different things for us on defense. He's really, in the going into our third year with him, a much improved player, and a player that played very well for us last year, a very important player for us.
How has Devin still been doing in that competition?
Devin's had a good couple of days here. He works very hard. Typical Penn State guy. Good football player, tough guy, works extremely hard, and glad we have him.
What did you guys like about him when you brought him in? He hadn't really played a ton of football.
Yeah, no, when he did play, he was productive, and he did his job well. High-character guy, obviously. Big guy, strong at the point of attack, and we thought he could do a couple different things for us. So we feel like we've got something to really work with there.
CJ taken it.
Yes, CJ's gotten better. Yeah, he's a good blocker. He's a very good blocker, and he's actually improved a lot in the passing game, in the intermediate passing game. We've done some things down the field with him. He's in really good shape. He's healthy, and, you know, he has made a lot of improvement.
It seems like he's catching a lot of balls.
You know, sometimes it takes a while. You know, it's different running routes in professional football than it is in college. There's a lot more match coverage. There's a lot more man coverage in professional football than there is in college, and it's, you know, actually guys that are comparable in size. I mean, not as big as CJ, but relative to CJ, big safeties, guys you really have to run good routes against to get open in man-to-man coverage, and he's made a lot of improvements there.
Coach, how nice is it to have a guy like Shane?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of our leaders, a true pro, one of the best punters there has been in this league, and he's come back in great shape. And he's kicked, he's punted very well this preseason.
You're obviously not worried about possibly having a really young receiving core. Do you have to make any adjustments for that?
I think you got to be careful. Yeah, I think you have to be careful that you don't overload them. But we get so many reps out here in practice against a very good secondary that I truly believe that will get them ready to play. But I think once we get to games, you know, preseason games, and then obviously early season games, we can't ask these guys to know the whole playbook. They've got to be able to go out there on the field and not have to think too much, be able to go out there and execute the play call. So we're very mindful of that.
Will the kickers start to separate themselves in the games?
I would say that's up to them. You know, I would say that right now it's a very close battle. Both guys are working extremely hard. They both, relative to their careers, are both at different times of their career. One's a rookie, one 34 years old. So Nick is competing very hard. Fairburn's competing. They both have good demeanors, and they're both very close right now in the competition.